State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The school of Tupac, I'm a rival. You don't want to what?
Man, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process, all of us.
Straight shot, no chaser, with your girl Teslin Figaro on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Teslin Figaro, the host of Straight Shot, No Chaser on Black Effect Podcast on iHeartRadio. I am once again live on Instagram. This was not my topic today, but it was so critically important that I dealt with this particular issue because the response that I read in the comments on an article that I posted today was alarming, disturbing, concerning, and I wanted to make sure that we address this on why the tactic should not be that Democrats need to scare the hell out of voters. So I'm going to address that first. For those of you who have chimed in, thank you for chiming in on my Instagram live. Make sure you subscribe to the actual podcast. You can do that by clicking the link in the bio, Straight Shot No Chaser with Teslin Figaro. First, I want to play the actual clip, and then I'm going to rewind the clip and go line by line on what is wrong with this particular strategy, this tactic, and this statement. Now, just for clarity, Cornell Bletcher, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, Bletcher made this statement. But this is something that I've seen in the Democrat Party for a very, very long time that many of you have not paid attention to. Like I mentioned on the Breakfast Club, Trump made politics entertaining. So folks are paying attention to politics before, more than they ever have before, which is a good thing, even though Trump was a bad thing for many of you, or many of you believe that. The bottom line is people are paying more attention now. And so this is what I've seen in the Democrat Party for years, which is why I left in 2010 and became independent. So I am not necessarily attacking this brother, but I am talking about the overall message that he is sending and what is echoed throughout state level Democrat parties, local elections. These are the conversations that the Democrat strategists are having behind the scenes. So I want to play this clip for you, and then I'm going to address it. This is fair copyright use, and it is from MSNBC.
And right now, they don't really believe they have skin in the game. This is the point that Dallas making. Campaigns, we got to give them a reason to feel they have skin in the game, that this is important to them, that losing democracy is important to them. And whether or not it be telling women that, you know what, women, you think you're losing your rights now? What do you think is going to happen if we don't have democracy? You know what, African Americans, particularly African American men who are showing the lowest motivation to turn out in this midterm, you think things are tough for you right now? Where do you think you're going to stand in a country, in America, where there's no democracy, where they have absolutely no interest or at all in respecting your rights? We've got to get let these people understand that they've got skin in this game, and we got scared the hell out of them, because quite frankly, Nicole, they should be afraid that we're going to lose our democracy.
Okay, so let's deal with that. In my comments, a lady posted, well, you know, the GOP is using scare tactics on the Browning of America. So the Democrat Party should do the same because we all should be scared. Let me tell you why I have a problem with that. And I'm going to explain to you why there's a problem with that. Number one, although I say that Democrats need to take a page out of the GOP book when it comes to pushing the line, when it comes to doing whatever it takes to satisfy your base, when it comes to having some balls, we absolutely are the Democrats, as they say, should absolutely take a page from the GOP. But when it comes down to fear tactics to scare people into voting, I need y'all to understand that that is a white supremacy tactic. Let me say it one more time, and I'm going to explain it to you very clearly, like I believe that I can. That is a white supremacy tactic. Yes, fear is the greatest motivator. Yes, what he's saying, that yes, if the GOP takes over, it's going to get worse. I need y'all to understand that two things can be true at the same time. If you follow me, I say all the time, two things can be true at the same time. So while that is true, that should not be a tactic that is employed throughout the Democrat base. He spoke of women and black voters to motivate people to vote. Let me explain it to you in a way that you understand. Woman in an abusive relationship. Girl, you shouldn't leave. You know he gonna kill you. Or the man saying, you know, if you leave, I'm gonna kill you. Or it could be the woman saying to the man, you know, if you leave, I'm gonna take everything you have. No relationship is valuable or worth being in if your only way of keeping me with you is by fear. Let me say it one more time. No relationship is worth being in if your only way to keep me with you is by fear. If your only way to keep me as your woman is to say, well, if you leave me, you're not going to have nothing. If your only way to keep me as your woman is to say, well, if you leave me, I'm going to hurt you. Well, if your only way to keep me as your woman is if you leave me, I'm going to kill you and the new guy that you're with. That is no relationship that has value, that has respect, that appreciates what I bring to the relationship. Cornell said people got to understand they got skin in the game. You damn right, black women, white women, I guess, because he said women in general, but black people in particular have skin in the game. You know why we got skin in the game, homie? Because we voted these people in. That is the skin in the game. The problem has been the actual elected officials forgot who has the skin in the game. And instead of you scaring them that they could possibly lose their seats, I wish I had a witness, possibly scaring them that they could lose their seats, you come to my people and say that you should be afraid of what'll happen to you if you don't keep piss poor people in leadership. Can I say it again to those of y'all that just joined? You're basically saying that the scare tactic should be, I'm going to scare you into keeping in somebody that has not represented my interests, because it's going to be far worse if I get somebody else. But instead of telling them, how about you represent their interests so they can be motivated to vote? You're absolutely right, Ben, in the comments. He's talking about the PPP when I talked about pimps, pastors, politicians, the scare tactic. It is insulting. It is disingenuous. It is abusive. Why are you not talking about the things that the Democrat Party has done? If you believe that they've done something, why are you not talking about that? So it can only be one or two things. Either they haven't done anything, or two, you're lazy and the only thing that you think is going to work is by scaring voters to the polls. It's not working. This is why you keep losing. This is why there's more people who don't vote than do vote. This is why your little souls to the polls only gather up a small group of those you work with, your fraternities, your sororities, your elders. This is why people in the hood who need the policies more than anybody don't believe you, don't trust you, don't follow you, because they see through this game that you playing, that you're playing on their emotions. And let me be clear about this to my conservative folks. By no stretch of the imagination am I saying conservative is the way to go. By no stretch of the imagination is this a endorsement for the GOP. Y'all raggedy as hell at best. So let's be clear about that. But at the same time, what I'm telling, what should be the motivation instead of fear, it should be empowering people to use their power to demand more. When you use your power opposed to fear, the result is much greater. The result is far more sustainable. When you tell people, use your power, like I'm saying in the class that I'm training, use your power. If they're not doing what you want them to do, then run for their seat at the city level. Run for their seat as dog catcher. Run for their seat as school board member. Put them out of office. Get the homies around and organize around an issue. I never said don't pay attention to the federal level. For the dumbos that keep saying that in the comments, oh, we need to pay attention to the federal level. I never said that. I said you need to be hyper-focused on what you can change right now today, the closest thing to you, which is your local government, so that you can actually see a change, so that you can be motivated to stay in the game. Because I want you in the game. I don't want you in the stands commenting in the comments from the stands. I want you in the game. And so I figure if I can get you to get involved on the local level and you ask your city commissioner to do something and they actually do it, maybe that'll motivate you to stay in the game. So that's what that's about. People only have 40 hours a week. So when I hear people on Twitter, we need to be, I'm talking about real organizing for real. And that ain't online. So if somebody only got 40 hours a week, working 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, if I'm going to direct your attention to anything, if you got an hour, if you got 30 minutes, I'm going to direct your attention to go to that city council meeting to actually get something done. I'm going to direct your attention to go to your school board meeting to actually get something done. Because the reality of it is, typing on Twitter and typing on social media is not organizing, folks. It is how we get our message out, but it is up to you to take that and implement it somewhere. So I have never said don't talk about federal. You're a dumbo if you think that, because I talk about federal every single day. But I do this full time. This is what I do full time around the clock. Most people don't do this full time around the clock. They got other things to do. So if I'm going to direct your attention, I'm going to direct it to local. And what the Democrat Party should be doing is galvanizing their local leaders and talking about some things that you're getting done on the local level, if that's true. And guess what, folks? There's some things happening on the local level. This is why I don't understand. I talked about this on the Breakfast Club. Over 100 cities have implemented some type of police reform, but they never talk about it. Dante Wright, that case, by the way, where Potter was found guilty and no, she did not get enough time. Two things can be done at the same time. Two things can be true. She should have got more time, but I'm glad they at least they're getting in the idea of arresting and convicting. Well, today, Attorney Crump's office got a settlement for the young brother, $3.5 million. For those of y'all that say you can't get a set, once they get convicted, you can't get a settlement, so they get a settlement to avoid conviction. You know, for the people that be talking about what they don't know what they're talking about, the settlement was reached today. So there was a conviction. There was a settlement, and guess what else? Guess what else? Police reform was enacted on the city level for the police officers that murdered Dante Wright. So that's policy, that's criminal punishment, and then it's civil, the punitive damages. All three were done. Now, where's the YouTube videos y'all gonna make about that? Is anybody gonna make a YouTube video about that? Oh, I know. They'll say, well, that wasn't enough. It should have been this. It should have been that. The bottom line is all three were done. And this time, the conviction was first and then the civil. And George Floyd, the civil was first and then the conviction. So either way, that's an example for those of y'all that like to stay in the comments misinforming our people. That's an example that it can happen either way. It just all depends upon the case. And there's a lot behind the scenes on why things happen the way that they do. That's just simply not your business. Because it's the family's business on how they want to move. There's things that go on inside these families on why things have to go a certain way that you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. But to the sister that joined, because I see you in the comments, love, and I'm not calling you out. You prompted me to do this live, and I know you just joined. So I just want to recap. Anytime fear is used to motivate you, sister, that is literally white supremacy in every way. Don't leave the plantation. Massa gonna get you. Don't leave the abusive relationship. He's gonna kill you. Don't leave the abusive relationship because you're not gonna be able to take care of yourself. Brother, don't leave this woman because if you do, she's gonna file child support. Brother, don't leave this woman because she's gonna take everything that you have. Is it making sense? Is it making sense to somebody? Do I have some amens, at least in the comments, that understand what I'm talking about when I talk about a relationship? And voting is a relationship. And it is not on the people that have voted these people in that should have the fear. It should be the fear of the leaders that are making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars on the back of their voters who are not delivering for the American people. You're getting the game twisted on who should be scared. Those who should be scared should be those that have not done what they're supposed to do. We will not be following the GOP on this. I think we need to take a page out their book when it comes time to push the line, when it comes time to saying, I don't give a damn about the Constitution. I'm going to do an executive order. When it comes to putting our balls, getting some balls in the game, we need to follow the GOP. But what we're not going to do is follow the GOP with white supremacy tactics. We're telling people, black people in particular, that your only option is to be afraid. I'm here to tell you that you have another option, sisters and brothers, and that option is to have power. That option is to know that you have been the chosen one. That option is to know that you got every right to ask for more in your local community, on the state level, on the federal level, that you are more than a conqueror. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I guess I'm just the only believer around here, because I remember in the Old Testament, I talk a lot about Deborah. I come from the book of Deborah. She was a warrior. She told General Barak. Yes, that was his name. She told General Barak on Judges 4. The book is Judges 4, chapter 4. Go read it for yourself. General Barak said, I'm too afraid to go to war. He came to Deborah, the only female judge, and Deborah said, if you do not deliver my people through poverty, he will deliver it through the hands of a woman. She told him, stand up, get your back up, look ahead, lift your damn chin, and go be about the business of God's people. So no, sis, I won't be cheering on anything that makes us weaker. I won't be cheering on and endorsing anything that tells you that you be afraid. The only thing you should afraid, if you are a believer, the only thing that you should be afraid is the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord does not mean be passive and turn your cheek and get slapped and beat down. The fear of the Lord means that when it all comes down to it, did you stand for the least of these? These type of comments tell you to be quiet. These type of comments tell you to sit down. These type of comments say, oh, no, no, no. If you think it's bad now, wait until tonight. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. No, we're going to go ahead and see what the night brings. Because they say joy going to come in the morning. And this don't mean vote for the GOP. I'm not telling you not to vote. What I'm telling you is understand that this is a white supremacy fear tactic. It has been used on you for far too long. And it's time for you to speak up. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to demand more. And you do not allow these so-called scholars. And this ain't no disrespect to you, Cornell, because I don't know you. But all I know is you a so-called scholar and a Democrat strategist and you in all of the meetings. And I need y'all to understand this is what be going on in the meetings. And it's been like this for a very long time. Some of y'all just started paying attention. Oh, we need to scare the hell out of them. No, how about y'all scare the hell out of them elected officials and tell them they need to deliver on what the hell they promised? For black people, why is it that they fear every other group but black people. Why is it that 90% of black people hold this damn party down? I'm sorry, I disagree with Stacey Abrams that said, well, she said on 85 South Show, what a reason why they don't want to talk about black voters, because black voters is just 12% of the population and you know you need more. Well, guess what? Guess what, Sister Abrams? There's two conversations. One that talks about the overall population, but we're talking about the people that actually go to the polls. And when we talk about the people that actually go to the polls, 90% of those who vote Democrat are black people. So let us not be confused and throw around these numbers of the general population, because the general population is not voting. The general population are not the ones that have the power. Are y'all following what I'm saying? This is why y'all get so confused. Go back and listen to my podcast. For those who just joined, go back and listen to Democrats Dirty Mackin'. See, they play these games with these number games. Oh, yeah, he's the president for everybody. No, he ain't. I'm here to tell you that no, he's not. It's only the president for who put you in. I know you don't want to hear that. Because they get up and say, oh, no, I represent everybody. That ain't how it works. You represent only the people that voted you in, just like Trump. Trump did exactly what he was supposed to do. Can I say it one more time? You didn't vote for him. He don't owe you nothing. That's not how it works. No, baby, that's how it's been working. They just didn't put you in on the game. Surprise, surprise. My man only has to answer to me in my house. I only got to answer to my man in my house. These leaders got y'all believing that they answer to everybody but you. They only answer to you. Let me say it again. They only answer to you. We're the only ones that say, yeah, but he gotta represent everybody. When Obama got in, oh, no. He can't do that because, you know, them white folks, they going to be on him. But wait until he get the second term. Oh, man, it's going to be on when he get the second term. The second term came. Oh, you know, he can't do it as a black man because they going to be saying, man, y'all got all kind of damn excuses. The Democrat Party owes black people. Bottom line, end of discussion. Today, yet another day. Joe Biden put out today what he's doing for the trans community right now. And yes, black people are trans. Yes, I get that. But guess what? Trans black people are black first. So when are you going to address the race issue, homie? Are we going to keep on skipping over that? We're going to keep on saying everybody with blue shirts, everybody with red shirts, everybody with this, everybody with that. When the hell are we going to talk about this hue and this skin? When are we going to talk about this melanin, homie? Because you were the only one that said, I owe you black people. So do not allow them to pull that switcheroo bullshit on you. When they say, oh, but it ain't about everybody. Well, why was you talking just about black people when you were running for office? Why wasn't you talking about everybody then? That's my only problem with this. It's the volunteer lie for me. If you were talking about everybody, why you weren't talking about everybody then? You sit up and you tell us face to face, it's about black voters. I'm gonna look out for black, 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 black on black, 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 on black. Then when it's time to get in, oh, well, you know it's about everybody. No, it wasn't about everybody when you came to my house. Ladies, can I explain it to you in a way that maybe you'll understand? When he came by your house at 2 a.m. When he came by your house at 2 a.m. And you said, why I ain't seen you all week? Why I ain't heard from you all week? Well, you know, it's really just about you. Well, I can't tell because I only hear from you at 2 a.m. in the morning. Who was that rapper this way? I think it was Waka Flocka. He said, am I wrong for not putting my girlfriend out there public? Shout out to U.S. Bone, the big homie from Cali. I love it when I got the Crips and the Bloods and the Alphas and all of that all at one time on my live. Waka Flocka, I believe he said, well, you know, is it being private? Am I protecting my love? Is it wrong for me not to put it out there? Oh, come on, homie, stop playing games. Maybe you can tell that to them cornballs, but baby, you don't want to put the girl name out there because you don't want them other hoes. Uh-oh, I'm just getting ready to get offensive, so pastors, get on out the room. You don't want them other hoes to get the hitting old girl up and saying, I'm coming to you. Woman to woman. Y'all remember that song? That's what it's about, Walker. I get it. Oh, I get it, boy. You, yeah, I get it. Private. I want to be private. I'm protecting you. I don't like putting my business out there. Yeah, I know it, baby. You don't want to put your business out there because you know you be in these DM streets. That's what that's about. I do appreciate, though, the protection of love, because y'all ain't gonna never know my business. But at the end of the day, I'm just a player, player. I know exactly why you don't want to put it out there, homie. Just go and tell the truth. And see, that's what Democrats been doing for so long. They don't want to show you that they love you in person. They give you at nighttime loving and hit you in the wet spot and leave you there and then come back and say, well, you know, I love you. Can I get your hair done or something every now and then? Throw you a little bit of crumbs and you get on the phone and call your home girl. Oh, yeah, girl. This the last time I'm going to let him come by, girl, because next time, girl, he know I don't play that. Girl, he don't know you don't play shit. He knew that he could come to that house at 2 a.m. in the morning and blow your back out and you were going to allow it. Live in your truth. I live in mine. Oh, yeah, baby, this is what I'm letting you do. This is what we do. I call you. You call me. It is what it is. Don't get it twisted and confused. And you know why a lot of brothers don't like that? This ain't no gender thing. I'm just giving y'all some game, nieces and nephews. You know why a lot of brothers don't like that? Because, and women too, because there's some women players out there too. The reason why they don't like that is because the whole idea is manipulation. The high comes in manipulation. So there's a high associated with being able to pull you in. See, I got a lot of homeboys that tell me a lot. The high comes in with pulling you in like a puppet. Being able to manipulate you into giving up them draws. See, that's the high of it all. So they enjoy being able, oh, well, I'm just going to text you every now and then. I'm just going to get with you every now and then. And then you believe it. It's a high that comes with that. You know, when he asking you whose is it and all of that. He know it really ain't his, but he like to, you know, make believe that it is. And all of that goes apart. That's a part of the whole courting process. But when you flip the game, y'all remember seeing Boomerang? When you flip the game and you make him live in his truth and say, you ain't got to do all that manipulation. You ain't got to do all that talk. You ain't got to do whatever. I holler at you when I holler at you. It is what it is. Sometimes they don't even want to get none because it takes away the whole high of the chase. And men like to chase, typically. They want to be in control. So when a woman hit them with, oh, hey, I'm sorry, you're calling. Are you calling on Friday? Your day is Tuesday, sir. Why are you not calling me on this day? Or when you hit them up and you let them, y'all do y'all thing and you ain't calling them, you ain't tripping, you ain't whatever. That's when the game get thrown off because they're like, well, damn, my shit must not be what I think it is. Oh, no, baby, it ain't that your shit ain't what it is. It's just, you're just one of many. Or I just ain't. It is what it is. See, that throws them all the way off. And that's what the Democrat Party does. See, they like pulling you in and pulling you back and pulling you in and pulling you back. And you fall for it. And I'm telling you to empower yourself. And you be in charge of who get this. You decide when they gonna come get some and when they not. You leave them. You tell them that they gonna be in the wet spot. Not you. You call them when you ready to deal with them. Not the other way around, Cornell. Don't work that way. No, you don't scare me into being with you. The fear is you lose me. And if anybody had any self-respect about themselves, for those of you who follow me, I take it from politics to the bedroom, all of it. Just got to keep up with me. Have some self-respect for yourself. You should be the prize. That go for men and women. You ain't the prize. I know damn well I'm the prize. I know damn. And that's platonic or intimate. If I call you several times, you don't call me back. Hold on. Wait a minute. You getting confused. I don't call everybody. So what's do you not realize I'm calling you? You're supposed to be the prize. See, this type of tactic on scaring you in the vote says that they're the prize and not you. And I'm here to tell you that you are the prize and they should be chasing you. And like I said in my training, I'm not going to chase them. We're going to replace them. You don't do right by me, homie. Don't worry. It's a line of them that's waiting to take your place.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And let's go for the brothers, too. Women don't want to do right by you. Don't worry about it. Pay the child support if need be. I'm not promoting divorce. I'm just saying any relationship that you're in out of fear, you a sucker. Or what Malcolm X called a chump. You a political chump. Don't be a political chump. Where shaking in your boots is your only option. Be a soldier and stand up for yourself and your community. If you don't stand up for your community, no problem, but at least stand up for yourself. At least stand up for your children. At least have enough damn self-esteem about yourself to say, I'm sorry, you're not going to put me in fear. The fear is that they're going to lose me. So what y'all going to do about it? What's happening with that policy? And then if you go vote for them on the back end, that's fine. Ain't nobody going to know. You ain't got to tell nobody. Nobody know what you do in the voting booth. But damn, can we at least act like we got some gumption around here? Can we at least act like we willing to leave? Ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about. You say you're going to leave that man, but you really don't. But don't every now and then, don't you put on that dress and go out to the club and post that picture so he could know, uh-oh, homie, you're slipping. Me and y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know. When a woman change her hair color, she change her outfit. Hey, what's up with you? Especially when he know he ain't been on his job. Y'all don't even want to do that. Y'all don't even want to pretend like y'all going somewhere. Y'all just cool with just laying your ass down on your back. At least pretend like you going to get another man. Y'all know how to do it. Come on, ladies. Y'all don't know how to do it. Brothers, y'all don't know how to do it. I know damn well. When I see you in new shoes, new outfit, hey, homie, what's up? What's going down? Oh, what you mean? I just, you know. Just, you know, just hanging out with the girls. Just, you know, wanted to step out a little bit. Wanted to, you know, refresh myself. Y'all know how I do, especially when she started talking real calm. Especially when ain't no emotion involved. Especially when, so where you going? Oh, you know, nothing. Just, you know, just wanted to take some time to myself. Just got a lot of thinking to do. Just got a lot of thinking to do. But thinking about what? Just thinking. No, just thinking. That's how that game is played. If you're going to play the game. Somebody said, he said he in the gym trying to get his shit together. Exactly. And I'm sure the woman in your life, I noticed you've been in the gym a lot. You've been in the gym a lot. Is something going on? Oh, yeah, nothing, babe. I'm just, you know, just getting ready for the summer. Then the woman going to be like, well, get ready for what summer? What summer are you talking about? It's the same summer you had last year with me. So what summer? I didn't see you doing that last year, brother. So what's so different about this summer than last summer? Oh, nothing, babe. I just want to work out. Oh, but see, she know in her mind. See, that's okay. Can I tell him? She know in her mind. Oh, you know what the difference is between this summer and last summer, sis? Let me tell you what the difference is. He ain't going to tell you. Last summer, you was giving him some on demand. Last summer, you was cooking a meal or two. Last summer, you was cleaning up. But see, this summer, y'all tried to listen to these songs that told y'all, I don't cook, I don't clean. Let me tell you how I got this ring and all of that. Y'all chose to listen to that. So now the brother said, I might do something different this summer. I might have to move around. You remember that movie? I know what you did last summer. He know what you did last summer and what you didn't do last summer. So he's up in that gym. Let me just go on and let Auntie tell you. He in that gym, baby, because he's taking orders. He's taking orders. He's getting a list, a waiting list, and waiting on you to slip and move your ass out the way. That's what he in the gym for. And guess what? It worked that way for women, too. I know y'all don't like to hear it, but it worked that way for women, too. Oh, yeah. Women keep a list on your ass. Don't think for one second. She don't know. Okay, soon as I move him around, this piece around, I'm going to do this, that. I'm just waiting to get this together. I'm waiting to get my money together. I'm waiting to get my job together. I'm waiting to get my body together. Women are like the feds. We just move slower. Women are like the feds. By the time, most women, some women are not. But by the time a woman build up a case on your ass, y'all remember that? Y'all remember when a woman's fed up? By the time she build a case on you, it's over with. That's why people got to understand the difference between getting time in the feds versus for the first 48 when the police lock you up. When the police lock you up, see, that's TV. They interrogate you. They try to get you to tell on yourself. When the feds lock you up, when they come get you, they got a paperwork about this thick on your. It ain't no question about nothing. All I's are dotted. All T's are crossed. They bring you in the room and say, now, do you want this amount of time or who you telling on? Because it ain't even no conversation. When the feds come, it's over with. When the feds come, it's over with. It ain't first 48. We going to do an investigation and work backwards. When the feds come, it's over with. And that's kind of how women, some women do. When they done with you, we kind of move like the feds. Where men move a little bit faster, quicker. They done, they in and out. By the time a woman sit up and process how she feels to get out of this relationship, it might take her 5 years, 10 years, whatever, but when she done, she done. And the evidence is going to be so overwhelming, there ain't nothing else you can say. That's why the song say, when a woman fed up, it ain't nothing you can do about it. So being that the Democrat Party heavily leans on black women, I suggest y'all start talking about some policy so these black women don't get fed up, because you're damn sure losing black men quickly. In fact, there was an article that came out last weekend. Black men leaving this shit, they don't want to hear it. Oh, black women. Oh, they don't know. They misinformed. No, black men, real black men are providers. And the left ain't talking about the bag. So if you want black men, then you better start talking about that bag. And yes, more black men vote Democrat than Republican. I get that. I'm just telling you why black men are trickling and falling off. Because the left don't like to talk about the bag. Y'all like to talk about everything but the bag. Talked about this yesterday. You don't talk about small business opportunities. You don't talk about, and we ain't talking about minimum wage. Can I give y'all some game, especially y'all progressives who are on here? That minimum wage, push the minimum wage, $15 an hour minimum wage. I support that. But do you know who the majority of people that's on minimum wage? White folks, not black people. That ain't what we striving for. No disrespect to the whites. I'm just telling you that particular issue is a white issue. That's why the progressive movement talk about it all day long, 24 hours a damn day. The minute you start talking about reparations, all of a sudden, it's crickets on the progressive side because they believe in class over race. So that is primarily a white policy. That's just facts. Yes, we would benefit from it. Yes, we would benefit from canceling student debt. Yes, we would. But if you want to believe the difference, go look at Senator Turner posted something about reparations last week on Juneteenth, and go look at every last comment under that was a progressive who was saying they were against it. Now, they all about getting free everything else. They want free Medicare. They want $25 an hour for minimum wage. They want free this. They want free that. They want this, that, free, and a pony. And a pony, too. But when it come down to reparations, that's when all of a sudden the dreaming is too big. The dreaming is too big for progressives then. Boy, you want everything, straight socialist society, till it come down to paying the debt that was owed to black people. So I'm just giving you the game. You don't have to like it. It's just the truth. Don't believe me? Go look at Tim Black, who is a progressive commentator, who's made plenty of shows saying, damn, the moment I start talking about reparations, I lost tens of thousands of people that follow me in the progressive movement. That's just the truth. So anyway, I'm going to close this. This will be available. I will keep it up live. It also will be available on Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast. I hope the sister that was listening that made the comment about we need to scare people into voting. I know by no stretch of imagination while trying to call you out, but I do hope you heard what I said. I hope you listened to this in the beginning, and I hope you tell somebody. So let me just say again, for the conservatives that are here in the building, I am not saying that people need to vote for the GOP, because let me say it, y'all are raggedy as hell. You don't do shit to actually get black voters involved in the process at all, except fear. You're just the opposite of Democrats. That's all. Talking about slaves, talking about plantation, talking about this. Oh, I can't believe you let them Democrats do something. Show me where are the conservative leaders, the black leaders, that are trying to tell y'all what we need in our community that they don't uplift people like Sonny Johnson. Go listen to my podcast with Sonny Johnson, who is a conservative. They completely ignore her, but they uplift people like Candace Owens that don't have nothing but negative to say about black folks. So let's be crystal clear. I'm not promoting anybody to go join your shit, because your shit ain't no better. Well, it's worse, actually, than the Democrat Party. But at the same time, I expect and demand that we hold Democrat leaders accountable. And the reason why I talk about Democrats is because 90% of black people vote for the Democrat Party. But we don't have to get on the GOP too, because they don't have enough. Again, remember, the only people you need to get on are the people that owe you. The only people that you need to get on is your man and your house. So you can't tell the GOP what they need to do, because there ain't no black people over there. We don't carry their party. They don't owe you nothing. The only ones that owe you anything is the Democrat Party. But they like to stir the pot and say, yeah, them Democrats owe you. Them Democrats owe you. But I don't see them offering no better solution. So we don't need to get on them. We don't have a lot of time. We only got 40 hours in one day. Get on your local elected officials. Get on your state elected officials. And if you got a little bit of extra time, talk about the federal. But I really want you to talk about the local and the state, because that's where you're going to see the most change. The local and the state is where you see the most change. They have access to fund your nonprofit organizations. They have the purse strings. They can write it out. We're talking about most cities, like in Orlando, it's only 6 commissioners. So you only need 4 out of 6 to approve a budget to put money back in your community. Don't let them slide because you're so busy talking about Biden all day, every day. Don't let the person that has everything to do with what you spend on your local taxes, your local water, your school board, your potholes, your funding, your nonprofits, don't let them slide because you're so caught up on Joe Biden. You only got so many hours in the day, and most people don't do this full time. So I'm trying to get you to direct your attention to where you're going to get the biggest return. All right. All right, y'all. Y'all been listening to Straight Shot No Chaser. The link is in the bio. Please subscribe. It doesn't take anything. It's free to do. It doesn't take up any space on your phone. Just to follow the podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. I don't ask much. I don't ask for donations. I don't ask for your vote. But I do ask that you subscribe to the podcast just so I can keep giving you this game in your life. Like I always say, use it, lose it. Can't make you choose it. Peace. If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.